A Freilich and Purim to everybody. Wishing everybody a happy, happy Purim on this beautiful Sunday. Nothing like stopping your day for a couple of minutes and sitting down to learn. Here we are in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Eser Tumaos, Parshas Mina Adam. There are 10 levels of Tumah, one higher than the next, that are Purish, that leave the body of a person. There's Mechusa Kippurim, one who is lacking atonement. What does that mean? So, for example, a Zav or a Mitzora, Shetovel, they're Tovel in the Mikvah for their Tahara. And they had Harev Shemesh, the sun already has set, but they did not bring their korban yet for their kapara. So they're called Mechusar Kippurim. They're missing the kapara of the korban. They didn't bring the korban yet. So also Bekodesh, they're forbidden to eat kachim until they bring their korban for kapara. However, Umutar B'chumba Meiser, they will be permitted in Truma and Meiser Sheni, even though the korban has not been brought yet. Because even Meiser Sheni is also eaten in a state of Tumah. And however, once one dips in the mikvah, he's permitted to eat from it immediately. And truma, he can't even touch it until he has Harav Shemesh. Here he had Harav Shemesh, therefore he could eat it, but he can't eat kachim. Kachim will only be permitted once he brings his karban. Now, chazar lios tvul yom. Now, a tvul yom, so nitma, one who dips in the mikvah, and one who became tame, and he dips in the mikvah. Vadayin loyer of Shimshai, but the sun has not yet set. So here, he's aser b'kodesh u'b'truma. Not only is he aser in kachim, also in truma. Vafilu and goa, even to touch it, is aser. Because if he touches it, he'll invalidate the truma. Umut b'meiser. He's permitted, though, in eating meiser shendi, kivan shekvar tovel, since he already dipped in the mikvah. Now, chazaliot balkari, if he has, he's a balkari, he's a seminal mission, shir mikvah laylev, who tamen, now he's tamay. Aser b'shloshtan, he's aser to eat kachim, he's aser in truma, he's aser in meiser sheni. However, meiser rishon has the same din as chulin, and that would be okay. Chazal yot boal nida, if he lives with a nida, vari tuma aso aydiya tuma shepirshim imena, he is tame via the tuma that came out from her, that transferred to him. And now he is tame just like her. As it says, tahi nidasa alav on him. Metame mishkav tachton ke'ayon. So he's transfers tuma via mishkav, via lying. Tachton ke'ayon, meaning even if there are 10 matches, one on top of the other, tamei atachton k'malayon, the bottom one is tamei no different than the top one that he's lying on. V'chol echad mehem, and each one of them now, each one of these mattresses are a rishon l'tuma, and they transfer tuma to ochlam and to mashkim, as we explained back on Mishnah Gimel. Chazal yot zav shirash de re'ios, if a zav that sees two re'ios shall ziva, this ziva emission from the body, on either a b'yom echad on one day, or b'shneyamim ritzufim. So either the zav sees two re'ios on one day, or the Zav sees for 2 days straight, Re'ios, Metame Mishkav Umoshav. He transfers Tumah via lying and via sitting. Sha Mishkav Umoshav Shetachta, that's beneath him. Even though he's not touching them, he can be sitting or lying on 10 mattresses. They all become an Av HaTumah. V'tzarech Bias Mayim Chayim. And it needs Tevila, has to be dipped in the Mayim Chayim, meaning in a Bimei Ma'ayin, in a spring, to metar it. As it says, V'chiyitar hazav mizayve v'safal shivas yamem l'tar v'asiv v'chibas b'gadav v'rachatz p'sar b'mayim chayim v'tar. Explicit pasuk. U'patr min ha-karban, is exempt from a karban. Shekem b'zav, by hazav, it says, U'b'yom ha-shmini yigach lo shtei shtom shtei b'nei yona v'as oso ha-kovin echad chatas v'echad ola. So this is what's called the karban kaparasai. Aval hazav that sees two re'ios alone is patr from bringing the karban. Elamona, who counts 7 shivanakim, 7 clean days, then he's toiv on the 7th day in mayim chayim, and then he can eat kachim that evening. But ra'ash shalosh, if re'ios shal ziva, 3 re'ios of ziva were seen either on one day, or on 2 days, or on 3 days that are 3 days straight. So chayiv be karban, he's chayiv now to bring this karban for kapara. According to the pasuk that we just mentioned. So that pasuk is the source. If he only sees 2 eos, he's exempt. But if he sees 3 eos, either all on one day or on 2 or 3 days consecutively, then he's chayv to bring the carbon out to complete his kapara. Chazalios Mitzora Muskar. Now Mitzora Muskar is where the Kohen is his gira. He confines the Mitzora for 7 days. Liros to see imi voldu simani tuma, if simani tuma of the tras will come on his skin or not. So this Mitzora Muskar, Metame Bibia, he will transfer Tumah with Bia, meaning when he enters into a house, he's Metame everything in that house. But he's Pater Menapriya, Umenaprima. because the pasuk says Vatsurua Sharbanaga Bagadav Yu Purumim Roshi Yi Perua. So a Mitzurah Mukhlat, a Mitzurah that we know for sure he's defined as a Mitzurah, that's when these the Pri and the Prima are mentioned. But not by a Mitzurah Muskar. Pri and Prima is tearing the clothing and letting his hair grow wild. That's applicable by a Mitzurah Mukhlat, a definite Mitzurah. Not by a Mitzurah Muskar that's only confined for 7 days waiting to find out whether he's really a Mitzurah or not. And as well, Umenetaglachas Umenetziparim. He's also exempt from the shaving his hair, and from bringing these birds as a carbon. Because these are said only by the Mitzurah Mukhlat that was healed from his tzaras, not by Mitzurah Muskar, Shatir, or Kohen that the Kohen is Mitar. But if the Mitzurah is a Mitzurah Mukhlat, that the Kohen is Mitame, with a definite manner saying that he is definitely a Mitzurah, so Mitzurah Mukhlat is Chayev Bikun, he's Chayev in Priya and Prima, letting his hair grow wild, tearing his clothing, Upetiglachas, and shaving his head, Upetziparim, and bringing the birds for his carbonos. Perash Mimenu Aver, and if a limb is severed from a live person, and the other machai, she'ein alav batzar karai, that doesn't have a proper shear of flesh on that limb. We'll explain what the shear is in a moment. Mitama, the able transfer tumma b'magu b'masa, with touching and with carrying, but ve'eno mitama ba'ol, will now transfer tumma via ohel. Because by tumas maga, the pasuk says, ve'al hanogea be'etzem. And smash ve'bein, whether there's batzar karai, or bein ein alav batzar karai, ve'ilu, whereas by tumas ohel, it says, ay be'etzem adam, so we darsh now to ze'eber menachai. Mikan lamdu ma adam, like a person, basar v'gidim va'atzamah, this person is comprised of flesh and sinews and bones, af eber menachai, achi, until it has kivri asay, it has to have basar, gidim, and atzamos. However, im enol of basar, klav has no basar at all, there's no flesh at all on it, even with maga and masa, it's not going to transfer tumah. V'im yish alav, if you have on this aver basar karai, proper basar, mitamel, transfer tumah, with maga and with masa and with ol. Because there's the same din like a maze, like a dead corpse. And the Rambam brings down over here, v'chol asher yiga al pnei asada b'chol charev over maze. So an aver that's separated via the sword from a live person is like a dead person. And it's tamet with maga masa and oa like a dead person. U'mash ne'emah, which is the continuation of the pasuk, I be'etzim adam, the Rambam learns, she'ein aver menachai metave kemes ela im ken hoya kevriyasai. Meaning, an Aver Menachai, an Aver from a live person, only transfers Tumah just like a mace, if it's Kivriyasa, meaning it has the Basar, Gidim, and Atzamos, the flesh, the sinews, and the bones. Kedarshas, Hasafri, like the Safri brings. Okay, the point is that an Aver Menachai will transfer Tumah like an actual mace, if the Aver has the Basar, Gidim, and Atzamos, just like the mace has the Basar, Gidim, and Atzamos. Now, what is the shear of Basar Karai that we mentioned earlier? The shear is Gedilah Halus Arucha. The shear is Sheyachal Haya Eva, that the Eva would be able to live. Sheyachal Haya Eva, Lachias Mimenu Lahavri, Eloyim Chubab Adam. So, had this Eva been attached to the person, how much Basar, how much flesh do we need to keep that Eva alive? That is the shear of Basar that we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Yehuda says that, no, he says, Im Yish Makam Echa Gedilah Kifa B'chot Erev. If you have Shinisha, you have left over in the basar in one spot. Shem yichtachu, if you were to cut up the basar into like strings, with the thickness of a string of the air of ba'arig, of like what they would use in the weaving looms in those days. And you'd have enough string, of like flesh string, to wrap around the aver. That's the yeshbo, that's the shear of basar, lahalos arucha, to like keep that limb alive. And that's the shear of basar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, machlokas. Though halacha, we do not follow like Rabbi Yehuda. And Mishnah Vav, as a Kedushos hands. On the flip side, there are 10 Kedushos, one higher than the next. There's Eretz Yisrael. Is it Mekudeshos Mekal HaRatos? That's the holiest place from all the lands. Umahi Kedushos, so what is this Kedusha? Shemavim Mimena HaOmer. We bring from Eretz Yisrael the Omer on the 16th of Nisan, in order to matter the Tevuah Chadasha. And Dach, with Tevuah Eretz Yisrael, as it says, Ki Tevuah, Ki Savayu Ela Aretz, Kutzharitim as Katsira, Vavesim as Omer Reishos Katsirchev Ela Kohen, Vidarshan as Kitzira. Meaning of Eretz Yisrael, not the Ktzir of Choslaretz. And the Habikurim, it says, V'lkachta meireshes kol priya adama asher tavi me'aretz secha, from your land, the Bikurim comes. U'shtei alechem, that's brought on Shavuos, to matter the Chadash in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, mi moshvo seichem, from your dwelling places, taviu lahem tenufa ashtayim. That's referring to Eretz Yisrael. Ma'ashein mevien kein mikol haratzos. Whereas from all the other lands, we don't bring these things. And Yeshiva, are those that hold that Bikurim is mentioned over here, Derech Agav, because Lefishatam She'enam Bam, why doesn't Bikurim come from Chatz Aretz? It's not because of the Kedusha of the Aretz, it's because of the Chova of the Karka, the obligation on the land. And all the mitzvahs that have a chi of karka, eight and ohegas, they're only going to be applicable in Eretz Yisrael. Called mitzvah shituliya ba'aretz, any mitzvah which is dependent on the land, it's only applicable in Eretz Yisrael. However, the omen, the shtei halechem, mash imevian, the reason why we don't bring them from chutz la'aretz and only from Eretz Yisrael, the reason is because of the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, kamosh baran le'el, like we explained earlier. So it's interesting, bikurim is not necessarily the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's that there's a chi on the karka, and therefore it has to be brought from the land of Eretz Yisrael. But the Omer, the Shtei Alechem, that has a din on the actual Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael.